Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your great love that has come. Thank you, Lord, that you who knew no sin became sin so that we can become the righteousness of God. Thank you for the bad fruit of sin has been dealt with, and now we can have the wonderful fruits of righteousness when we awake up to and we listen to and we walk in your footsteps, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your wonderful work in our lives. On a daily basis, your mercies are new every morning. So thank you for the mercies and the newness and the encouragement this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Matthew 24, verse 3 to 5. Later, when they arrived at the Mount of Olives, his disciples came privately to where he was sitting and said, "Tell us, when will these things happen, and what sign should we expect to signal your coming and the completion of this age?" And Jesus answered, "At that time, deception will run rampant. So beware that you are not fooled, for many will appear on the scene claiming my authority or saying about themselves, 'I am the anointed one,' and they will lead many astray."
Oh, powerful. Okay, here we got the disciples asking Jesus, now what, when will these things happen? And prior, we can just see the temple stones being thrown, not one stone on the top of each other. And we've shared with that was when Titus came in and Jerusalem was destroyed. Another city was built on after that. And then even before that, it spoke about that Jesus would love to gather the Jews like a hen would gather the chickens, but they wouldn't have it. So this is talking about the dealing with the old covenant. Those that were called weren't fulfilling the purpose. The Jews had their initial calling, but as the word says, the stone the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. So Jesus made a new way by which we can come to the Father, Jew and Gentile, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord, whether you're Jew or from any one of the nations, you can call and then you can be saved. Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So what we see here, since the realities of the sufferings of Christ and the consequent glory has come, it's so important to have the right Messiah and not to be deceived. I think of the Shulamite lady in Song of Solomon. She says, "I have cared for everyone's vineyard. I've been very religious. I've been doing this and I've been doing that. But my own vineyard, I have not taken care of." And this is when she comes into the reality of her intimacy with her lover, with the lover of her soul. And this is where we've all got to come to. Have we met the Lord? If we've met the Lord, things change. Everything, when the Lord meets you, when he calls you, when he knocks on your door, and he brings you into love. And when he brings you into this love, your life changes and you're no longer your own. You bought with a price. You're in a marriage now that has got everything good. And so you need to stay in tune. So it normally, as I can understand from my own life and as I disciple others, when the Lord has knocked on your door, when the Lord has called you in, like he says, "I called you and I called you to bear much fruit." The signs is some of that loves the word that shows you're a baby in the Lord, desiring the pure spiritual milk of the word, and then obedience, and then following the footsteps of Jesus. Jesus was dedicated to the Lord, "Your will, O God," and then he got baptized as well. And that baptism is identification with a sin being taken away as far as the east is from the west. And just as Jesus had no place for sin in his life, we've got no place for sin in our life. We're too busy taking hold of the newness of life. And how does that come? With receiving the Spirit. So that foundation, acknowledging, dedicated, calling on the Lord, being baptized, receiving the Holy Spirit. And then why is this that we receive the Holy Spirit? To have the wisdom of God, to be in the fellowship of God, to be in tune. Not just the signs and wonders following, that can follow, but it's all about us staying in tune. One thing we do, we forget that which lies behind as past, and we are now pressing on into all that which God has got for our lives. That's what it's about. And we know, we have the experience of, as we walk with the Lord, fellowship with the Lord, and He works in us to will and to do, we take that, we commit that will to the Lord, and then we see the Lord come through. And so we understand faith. Faith comes, faith gets tested, but then faith gets realized. And that's how we live our lives. Our lives are now separated unto the Lord. I think of Psalm 16. It's a beautiful psalm of just talking about this total being dedicated to the Lord. And then also in Timothy, pressing on into taking hold of that which is Christ Jesus has taken hold of us. Amen. So brothers and sisters, be blessed to know the Lord has met you, the Lord is with you, He's working in you to will and to do, and He's leading you in the path of righteousness. So stay in fellowship, stay in obedience, and stay in dedication. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.